With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We'll get inside and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
We got a Great Mate Debate coming up. This is the song right here. If you Shazam right now, you can vote on Great Mate Debate.
It's super cool.
Apart from jumping on the phones, apart from jumping on our Facebook page, we'll keep this little theme playing for a second here. You
just Shazam it.
Shazam away, people. Is that long enough?
I can feel the Shazam.
I feel our Shazamming happening. Now, you can start voting right away when you see the screen, but we don't want you to vote yet because you haven't met our people yet.
That's true.
And find out what's going on with them. So let's find out what it is. Natalie?
Yes, yay.
Tell us what the problem is. What brings you to Great Mate Debate?
Yeah.
So we have a nanny for our three kids. Her name's Kristen.
Okay.
Yeah, we have three kids. 9, 6, and 4. And recently our nanny, she was taking our kids to dance class. And I guess there was like a guy acting crazy outside of the class. And she told me, oh, don't worry about it because I had my gun on me. So like apparently she has a conceal and carry license and I had no idea. And I'm freaking out.
Dang.
Okay. Freaking out. How hard are you freaking out?
I'm freaking out. Like, I have been staying home. I don't want her in my house with a gun.
Oh.
Because I feel like our kids' lives are at risk. I feel like they're going to get a hold of it and shoot her or themselves or each other. Like, I am really freaking out. And I feel like my husband doesn't think of it as big a deal as I do.
Oh.
Well, before we start to judge, let's figure out what his side of this is. Brian?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. Okay. Why isn't it a big deal for the nanny to be packing heat?
Because she's doing it in a legal and responsible way. And if anything, I think it's keeping our children safer.
Okay.
You know? There's like a vetting process. It's like anybody can't just carry a concealed carry. Like, you have to go through a process. You have to take classes. You know, she's doing the right thing. She's not just some nut. You know, we checked into her.
You did background checks.
We did a lot of research. Totally. Yeah. We went through her Facebook. We went through everything, make sure she wasn't partying or being crazy in any way. And we love her.
And she's good. You're the kids love her. Everyone up until this point now.
Yeah,
she's been great. I think this is a deal breaker. I mean, that's great that she went through all these classes to get a gun. I don't want a gun around my kids.
Now, is it also I'm sorry.
She's saying that she keeps it locked up, you know, in a responsible way, like in the car when she's with the kids. She's not bringing it into the house.
Oh.
Yeah, but they can find it. Even if it's in the car, they could find it. Like, I just think it's really dangerous. What if they get in an accident and the gun goes off?
Oh, God.
I don't think the chances of that are so incredibly low. And besides that, there's rules about when you're driving around with the weapon in the vehicle, it has to be unloaded and it's got to be locked up in some way, I would assume.
But you don't know.
Okay. Are you mad that she's got a gun, or are you mad that she didn't tell you she's got a gun?
You're blindsided by the information, yeah.
Definitely both. Like, that's a huge thing to just drop and be like, oh, by the way, I have a gun with me.
So, Natalie, when you were dating Brian, and if he was a gun guy, you wouldn't have been with him then?
No, I don't think so. No.
Okay.
Whoa!
No.
Really?
Okay.
I mean... Well, I mean, like, I used to, like, hunt and things like that with my dad. Like, what if I'd inherited a rifle from him when he passed?
Wow.
You know, would that change something?
I don't. Yeah. I don't want guns in our house. Like, if you had a rifle that you inherited, I would ask you to, like, give it to someone else, give it to another relative. Like, you don't use it, so why do we need it in our, why would we need that in our house?
So,
like,
I just want to cut to the chase here, because there are already jury members lining up, and I'm afraid, I'm not sure who's, if the pro-gun people are fast on the phones or the anti-gun people, but, like, she was a great nanny the day before. The kids love her. Right. You loved her. And this is so big to you that you want to let her go.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I do.
But what about, let me just ask you this.
Not
in that situation
around.
Going into dance class, is there any part of you that thinks she, what if weird guy hanging outside had done something and she saved your kids? Would that change your attitude about it or no?
No, it doesn't, because so she would have shot him. She would have murdered someone in front of my kids. That's another, like, they would have been traumatized by that.
If it was in protection of our children, I mean, no matter what, the children have to be protected. And, I'm not like some like gun nut or something. Like, I believe in regulation, you know, but she's following regulation, and that's a great thing. I think we need more of that.
So Natalie, if your nanny was like a, you know, karate sensei to protect your kids, that's okay. You like your kids are being protected. You just don't like how then. Okay.
Yeah. She can carry pepper spray.
Okay.
That's what I do.
But what if pepper spray gets on your kids? I mean, whatever.
That's not a bullet. That's not going to kill them.
Okay.
Little D is waving his arms. What's going on?
I'm just going to say, I'm not going to say what side I'm on one way or the other, but this one really hits close to home for me, because growing up, I had a best friend that I grew up with, like childhood, spent my entire childhood with. And when we were about 10, he found a gun in the house and ended up shooting himself and died.
Because he wasn't educated and he wasn't shown how to. Okay.
But does anybody here think the nanny is so irresponsible to leave it around for your children to find it? That's the question.
Yes.
You think she's... you hired somebody to watch your kids, and you think she's so irresponsible that she might just set it on the coffee table and meander off and warm up some hot chocolate.
I don't think she would leave it, but I think they would find it. Because kids get into everything.
Okay.
And they know if there's something that they're not supposed to touch, they want to touch that thing.
All right. Why don't you guys hang on? I mean, this is obviously a very charged issue.
And everyone made good points.
You guys did great. Hang tight.
Dang.
I don't want to take a side to you.
I love the fact that my kids are protected.
Her not telling up front, but the flippant way with which she told them makes it seem like she assumed they knew, because it was like, oh, don't worry, the creepy guy outside of dance class,
I got this.
I was safe because I had my gun with me.
Yeah.
Like, if you were trying to hide that, you wouldn't say that.
I was going to ask you, because you've had to do the research on nannies. I thought, isn't that something a nanny has to put up?
It's
concealed carry. You don't have to let anybody know, I guess.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I've never seen it in a background check we've done on our nannies. So.
I agree with you. I think Natalie was blindsided with that huge piece of information, and that wasn't sitting well, but...
So do we?
Where are you? How about you?
I'm not even going there right now.
Right.
I think we got, like, I want my kids to be safe.
How about it was a bo staff instead of like, would you be?
Yes, that'd Steve. Be difficult. I'd be much better if she had a bat lift.
There we go.
No. What should, is Natalie right? Does having a concealed carry, if you're kind of anti-gun, do you have to fire that nanny? Or
she's a great nanny. Everyone loved her. You're right, up until just this point.
And again, I'm not taking a side, I promise. But getting a concealed carry, to my knowledge, is not easy. And you do have to take classes. It's better than her just willy-nilly going, I just bought a gun at the sporting goods store and I've been carrying it for a while. She's been checked out on the piece of equipment.
Yeah.
So fire the nanny, don't fire the nanny, you guys decide. Brian and Natalie, we're going to get you some jury members if that's cool.
Yeah, please.
Cool.
Megan.
Yay.
Yay.
Okay, so I'm more of a pro-gun person, but I'm on Natalie's side, and I'll tell you why. Mm. Natalie, you sounded so, you're so passionate about this, that if this nanny is around carrying concealed, your anxiety is going to be through the roof, and that's not going to be good for anybody. So I would suggest that since you love the nanny without the gun, that you ask her to not carry at your house or around your kids. And if she's okay to those terms, then keep her. But if not, then if she can't agree to that, I'm a little concerned that she wasn't letting you know this in advance, because she should have let you know that she was carrying when she's nannying your kids. But that's how I feel.
Can I just ask a really weird question? Because we've got some stuff on our Facebook page right now, like the pro Amendment 2, anti Amendment, everybody's doing the thing. Is asking your nanny, it's like, hey, I want you to surrender your Second Amendment right when you work in my house. Is that even legal?
Ooh.
She's a private citizen, and she's having her watch her in her home. And I think she can ask her to say not drink alcohol, which is a legal thing. I think she can ask her not to imbibe marijuana or smoke around her kids.
Wow.
I think this is a reasonable request as well.
Leave that Desert Eagle in your car before
coming. Natalie, would you consider keeping her if she promised she'd never bring the gun?
Yeah, I would definitely think about it. I'm just like, if she lied about that, what else?
Oh my God, the slippery slope.
She never actually lied, though. See, that's the thing.
You guys never asked. And legally, I don't think she concealed carry. She has to divulge that.
You might be right.
Yeah.
It is
concealed. Even if you asked her, she doesn't, I don't think legally have to. Yeah.
We actually have a police officer on the phone, I believe. Officer K?
Yai. Hey, so I'm on Brian's side, and basically what I have an experience with on the street is that parents call their, you know, they have all sorts of calls coming into the police officers, say, hey, my kid's this, hey, my kid's that, and it can take me up to 10 minutes if I'm close to get to a scene. So let's say this crazy guy threw one of her kids into a car and, you know, knocks the nanny out, takes her kid off, that can happen in less than a minute, and takes me 10 minutes just to get on scene. So with the nanny carrying a firearm, she's actually doing you guys a favor. And I understand you don't like guns. You might not want a gun in your house. Maybe talk to her and say, hey, you can carry your gun, it's still carry. And legally, no, you don't have to divulge that. But she is on private property, so they can ask her not to bring it to her house. So maybe discuss with her that, hey, we'd appreciate it if you didn't bring it in your house. As far as being locked up in the car, you can carry it loaded in the vehicle, but she can put a lock on it so that even if the kids find it, they can't use it because it has a trigger lock.
Nice. Information.
So, one more thing that I would like to put out there, too, is that one caller said your anxiety is going to be through the roof, but what's more important, your anxiety or your kids' lives? Because somebody wants to hurt your kids, they're going to hurt your kids. And the ratio for police officers to the community is ridiculous. It's less than 1%. There's less than one officer for every 100 people. So if 100 bad guys are right next to your kids and they decide to do something bad, we're not going to be able to do anything. So by having armed citizens, they're actually assisting the police officers and helping us do our jobs to make the community a little safer. Because there are local, state, and federal background checks that they have to go through, hours of training and hundreds of dollars to even be able to get close to that license. So by having that license, she most likely won't have the intentions of doing something wrong. I can't say definitely, but I would bet my kids' lives on it.
Wow, Officer K.
Wow.
Thank you for the information.
Yeah.
Allison?
Yeah, guys.
Yay.
How are ya?
We're good. Whose side are you on?
I'm on Brian's side, and I'll tell you why. When I was 4 years old, my dad was captain of the Colorado State Patrol, and it was when he could lay his gun on a shelf or a drawer, and it wasn't a worrisome thing. But when I was four, my sister pulled a gun on me, and I was terrified of guns, like, until I grew up. And then I got a stalker and that threatened my son, and my fiancé happened to be a Marine and a cop, and he taught me how to shoot a gun. And now we don't go anywhere without his gun. And, I mean, it's really, this is a crazy world. And you need, I think Natalie and Brian should go learn how to shoot a gun. And she would feel differently about it.
It would take the fear away. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it would. She would feel a lot more comfortable about it if she went through the classes. I mean, because.
Did you say that your sister pulled a gun on you?
Yeah, my sister did when I was 4 years old. It traumatized me.
Well, that's not a very good argument.
I got over it because I learned how to shoot a gun.
Okay.
So, I mean, I really think, Natalie, you got to look more into it and learn it. I mean, if she took the classes and she has her license, she's going to have it locked up, babe. She's not.
Well, thank you for the call, Allison. We do appreciate it.
Is that something you'd want to do, Natalie?
Any interest?
I mean, I feel like it's not about me learning to shoot a gun. It's about whether or not the nanny has a gun while she's watching her kids. Like, okay. I don't want to have a gun in the house.
Okay.
And it doesn't make a difference. If I learn to shoot a gun, I'm not going to be like, oh, now I want one in my house.
Okay.
I just don't want one, bottom line.
Okay. Michaela?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
So I'm on Natalie's side to an extent. I don't think the nanny deserves to be fired, but I think that I'm a nanny. I'm in my 20s. I'm a female, and I've been nannying since I was 16, and I've never been in a situation with the kids I nanny that I've ever needed a gun. And I don't think that she needs to have that gun with her while she's nannying.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I think she could bring it with her when she goes out or, you know, whatever she's doing at night or something like that. But I don't really think that's necessary for her to have it around the kids. Like, if she's taking the kids somewhere that a gun is necessary, that's a different problem.
All right. Okay. Thank you. What if she's going to score meth? I mean,
okay. Well, you know, definitely then. I mean, that's.
Yeah, you wanted it. Okay. If your nanny's out scoring meth with your kids,
you want her back
in. You want
in
her
heat.
Back in, yeah. All right. One more vote here, and then we'll tell you what you may have already guessed. Holly?
Yay. So I am also a nanny, and I do have my concealed carry permit. And speaking from experience, it's quite the arduous process just to get a concealed carry permit. And I actually did not have my permit when I started nannying for this last family. And I told them about it once I received my permit. And it was a similar situation. The mother was very anti-gun. The father was pro-gun. But ultimately, they both decided that they felt safer because I had it, because I was trained and I continue to train. I find it funny that so many women are against guns because all these women these days are so big about being empowered. And I don't really like that word, but having a firearm and knowing that you can take care of yourself and the others around you, it is an empowering feeling. And the last caller said, I don't understand why you need it. But in my opinion, it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Dang.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah,
Holly.
Thanks.
According to Little D, and I don't know what Facebook looks like.
Oh, it's they're on Brian's side.
By about a 7-to-1 margin on the phones, Natalie, the nanny is good to go with the concealed carry. Most people are thinking it's...
Or at least not fire her.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell her to not have it in the house, but she hasn't really done anything wrong. And she actually, in a lot of people's opinion... They think she's doing something good for your kids.
How do you feel about that, Natalie?
I feel, I don't know. I just feel very conflicted. I mean, I'm just going to have to talk to her about it and just let her know that I don't feel comfortable with it in the car or the house for her to bring it to work. She can do whatever she wants when she's not at my house.
And Brian, you're okay too?
Yeah, you know, I want everyone to feel comfortable, you know, especially my wife, and I'm definitely going to defer to her when it comes to whether or not it's allowed in the house or in the car. It's just a respect thing, you know.
All right. Nice, you guys.
Thank you guys for coming on. Is it getting kind of heated and political over on Facebook?
Uh-huh.
Well, if you're into that sort of thing, you want to get into a huge argument with people, jump over on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.